Hello?
Hi, this is Gina from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else? Hello?
Male.
Okay, thank you. What is the year of your birth?
1984.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Some college.
Okay. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Nope.
Thank you. What is your race?
African American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered to vote.
Okay, thank you. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say that you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
In terms of the whole country or in terms of a particular issue?
In terms of the whole country.
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. As you might know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely mm-hmm. are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10, meaning you're extremely likely to vote? 5, meaning you're neither likely nor unlikely to vote? And 0, meaning you're not likely to vote at all?
10.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated, and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create a change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
7.
Thank you. Thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can choose up to 2 issues. It is criminal justice reform, police violence, teaching history in schools, cost of living and inflation, climate change, student loan forgiveness, health care, crime and violence, jobs and economy, Israel-Palestine conflict, racism and discrimination, voting rights and democracy, immigration and abortion.
Hang on 1 second. Hey, you guys, calm down. You guys are doing too much. Ava, get the pillow off of him. All right, thank you. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
So it's probably I know, I guess, economy and, to be honest with you, I have other issues other than kind of what those are, but I'll just stick with economy and teaching.
Thank you. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You might use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so, okay? So, with the Republicans in Congress.
Oh, 5.
Thank you. Black members of Congress?
That's put a weird way, because they're on both sides of the aisle. 5.
Thank you.
EJ, stop.
Can you freeze?
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. Hakeem Jeffries.
Oh, Hakeem Jeffries?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in particular on the same scale?
Yes.
Hang on one second.
You are being too rough with him. Calm down a little, okay?
Hakeem Jeffries, I give him a 8.
You said a 3?
I said 8.
Okay, sorry. Team Wolf?
Who?
Team Wolf?
I don't even know who that person is. 5.
Okay. Thank you. Joe Biden?
10.
Kamala Harris?
8.
Donald Trump?
1.
Thank you. If the 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party, or independent candidate? Or are you undecided?
Oh, no. Harris.
Kamala Harris?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris?
10 is certain, right? Absolutely, 10.
Okay, so you would say very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain. Very
Thank
certain.
You. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held
today? I know. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. And if the 2024 elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
For what office?
Right now, the only options that I have is for you to choose which candidate are you going to, would you vote? I'm sorry. The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or if you are undecided, you can let me know too.
But it doesn't say what office?
No.
Or are we still pertaining to president?
Right now is for the Congress, yeah. For the.
Oh, for Congress. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? If you had to choose right now.
If I had to choose right this second?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, probably Democratic candidate.
Thank
I mean,
you.
I still want to know what they say. I mean, you know, but... Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I understand. Don't worry. So, would you say that Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises or all of their promises to Black Americans?
Some.
Thank you. Does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress, or does it make you no difference either way?
No difference either way.
Okay.
Zai, get off of her.
Was your life better under Biden or better under Trump?
Oh, better under Biden.
Thank you. Now, I'm sorry, next I'm going to read you a series of statements that people might say about Republicans in Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement raises a lot of concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. A 0 means it does not raise any concerns about voting for Republicans for Congress. And a 5 is somewhere in the middle. You might say any number between 0 to 10. We can start with the first one. Republicans are pushing forward with the Project 2025, a dangerous plan to demolish our rights, particularly for Black communities under Project 2025. Republicans would got health care coverage for Black Americans, make it easier to discriminate against Black Americans for jobs, eliminate diversity and equity programs, allow corporations to pollute our communities and eliminate benefits we have paid into such as Social Security.
Okay. I get the question, but what is the scale? Again,
yes,
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's from 0 to 10. If you choose 0, it doesn't raise any concerns for you. If you choose 10, it raises a lot of concerns for you. Or 5 is in the middle.
10.
Thank you. Trump, him, and the Republicans have stripped millions of women of their right to make decisions about their own bodies. With Black women facing disproportionate impact, more than half of Black women of reproductive age have little to no access to abortion care, thanks to Trump. And Republicans have promised to pass a national ban that would restrict access even further, putting the lives and the health of Black women at risk.
10, that's concerning.
Thank you. Education is the foundation of success and opportunity, but Republicans want to strip away access to education for Black Americans by gutting funding for public schools, eliminating grants that help Black students afford college, and banning African American history from all schools.
That's definitely concerning. 10.
Thank you. Now, the last two statements. In 2020, Trump told the white supremacist Proud Boys to stand back and stand by. If he loses, and we saw the result, carnage at the Capitol on January 6th, Trump continues saluting Proud Boys on stage at every MAGA rally. He promised them immunity if he wins and a bloodbath if he loses. Republicans in the Congress continue condoning this violent rhetoric. Our communities must send a resounding message this election, not under watch.
Oh, 10.
Thank you. And the last one. Black entrepreneurs have worked hard to build generational wealth.
Black and who?
Entrepreneurs.
Okay.
Have worked hard to build generational wealth in Black communities, create jobs, and support their local economies. Republicans want to strip away these opportunities and widen the racial wealth gap by defunding programs such as the Minority Business Development Agency, which provides grants to Black-owned businesses, and attacking organizations working to include more Black Americans in wealth creation. Thank you. Thinking of the message you just heard, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two. We cannot sit by while MAGA extremists try to steal our children's futures. Black people have an important role to play protecting America from itself. We cannot allow our generation to be stripped of freedoms that so many sacrificed for before us. We cannot stand by while our lives and the lives of our loved ones are put in danger. And we have fought too hard to build generational wealth to have those opportunities stolen from us by far-right extremists.
First one and the second to last one.
Thank you. We have just a few more questions to ask you again. We are almost over. As you might know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections with a 10, meaning you're extremely likely to vote, a 5, meaning you're neither likely or nor unlikely to
10.
Vote, and 0, you're not likely to vote at all. You said 10.
Yep.
Thank you. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not at all motivated and 10 means you're extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you. Sometimes in service like this, people can change their mind and sometimes they don't. Once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided, or you would not vote?
Democratic.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yep.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Lately more Democrat.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status?
I'm full-time employed.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote. Not Trump. It was Joe Biden.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Last year?
Yes, 2023.
Probably 140.
Okay, thank you.
140,000.
Okay. Aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services?
Almost every Sunday.
Okay. Let's... So would you say more than once a week, once or twice a month, a few times a year, seldom or never?
More than once a week.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time and thank you for your participation. I hope that you have a great night. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.